Hi, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. I don't often dive into the world of sports, but one of the things that I find interesting right now is, you know, I'm a longtime baseball fan. I'm a longtime Cubs fan. So I suffered for many years until recently, and recently I've really, you know, come to love the team. But one of the things that happened recently is, as the Cubs were playing the Astros down in Houston, you know, a foul ball was hit. It struck a young child in the head, and that child is suffering some fairly significant problems because of that foul ball hitting them. And that leads me to the concept of, you know, fan safety. You know, a fan or a fanatic of a team goes to the games. I haven't gone to a professional sporting game in a long time. I go to college games and I go to, you know, high school games and I enjoy them. And it's not that I don't enjoy sports. It's just I can't really see, you know, spending $200, $300, $400, $500 for me to go sit and enjoy a football game. Yes, I do enjoy the games I go to, but I haven't paid for one in a long time. And the reason I don't pay is that it's, you know, it's $500. This is, you know, and it's not right. It, legitimately, it's $200 to $300 to go to a professional football game. But the reality is, you know, in terms of baseball, I haven't been to a professional baseball game. Probably 15 years. The last one I went to was Wrigley Field. I love Wrigley Field. Again, I'm a Cubs fan. I used to work in downtown Chicago, and you know, every once in a while in the afternoon, you know, we'd duck out and go hit the afternoon game, relax in the outfield area and just have a blast, because you know that's what the Cubs were all about. It was the camaraderie, it was the opportunity and the friendship, and you know, seeing the greatest team ever, and yet from my perspective, the Cubbies remain the greatest team ever. I know, winning wise, they're nowhere near the Cardinals and they're nowhere near the Yankees, but the Cubbies are my team. I love the Cubs. But the reality is right now that when you think about sports and you think about stadiums and auditoriums, you know, going to an event with a risk of personal injury is a vastly different experience than going to going to the arena and not having, protection. I know there's a hue and cry, and Major League Baseball is kind of, you know, waffling around, what do we do? And I understand that, you know, it's not an easy process, concept, or problem to consider. But I'd like to give Major League Baseball a sporting history lesson. When I was a kid, I grew up in southern Indiana, and I was born in Chicago, but I got dragged down to southern Indiana when I was a little kid. The biggest sporting event for us in southern Indiana, other than watching IU basketball, was the Indianapolis 500. You know, as a school child, we didn't get to watch the 500 because we were in the blackout zone. Back then, they used to black the 500 out on the TV stations 50 miles around Indianapolis, and we were inside of the 50 miles barely and never got to see the race, you know, live. We always watched it on tape delay, or, you know, if we were out of the city somewhere else, we'd make sure we watched the race. In 1968 or 1969, there was a pretty horrific accident at the Indianapolis 500. A number of spectators were injured. I mean, just severely injured. Really bad. Not a good situation. I do believe a driver was also killed in that accident. So they basically changed the safety configurations of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Just to be clear in terms of the difference, you know, it's 310 to 400 yards down the first base line and third base line of a baseball field, baseball stadium. It's 2.5 miles around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. They completely redid the safety features all the way around the entire motor speedway. Then you know, a few years later, another, unfortunately, a driver was killed, and a tire from that car bounced off and killed somebody else. So they actually went and made changes again to the 2.5 mile oval to make it safer for spectators, so that there was never debris leaving the racetrack and going into the spectators' part of the world. So I guess I've come to the conclusion, having listened to the arguments for the past couple of months, that I don't understand why Major League Baseball hasn't just mandated the foul pole to foul pole netting to prevent injury to spectators. Look, I understand that catching a home run ball is magical, and, you know, look, that's great. A home run ball is decelerating, not accelerating. A foul ball hit off the bat of a powerful batter could still be accelerating when it struck a human being. So it's not, it hasn't expended the majority of its energy. You know, I've not in a professional baseball game, but in a softball game, I've caught a home run outside of the park. The energy has dissipated considerably. It stings a little bit, but you're not talking about a painful experience. So, you know, leave that back end open so people can still catch home run balls. But the other side of this is, you know, it's time. We have to close the foul poles in all the Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball, and college baseball stadiums so that we no longer have the risk of a fan being injured. I don't often go into sports hot takes, as it were, but did want to share that today. Thank you for listening. My name is Scott Anderson. You've heard my podcast.